From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Condolences are pouring in from all over the world for the people of Poland, whose leaders, including President Lech Kaczynski, were killed today in a plane crash. There were no survivors. In Warsaw, prayers outside the presidential palace. The BBC's Adam Easton reports Poland is in shock.
Poland's Prime Minister Donald Tusk described the crash as the most tragic event in the country's post-war history.
We stand in the face of an incredible tragedy. It is undoubtedly the most tragic event in the post-war history of Poland.
The country is marking the tragedy with 7 days of national mourning. Thousands of people, many visibly shocked, have gathered outside the presidential palace to pay their respects. Mr. Tusk said he would fly to the scene of the crash later on Saturday.
The BBC's Adam Easton reporting. The reason for the trip is one of bitter irony. The group was going to Russia to commemorate the 70th anniversary of the Katyn massacre, when Soviet secret police killed thousands of Polish officers. Thai troops are retreating from demonstrators and asking for the same in return after launching a crackdown in the capital, Bangkok, earlier today. As NPR's Southeast Asian correspondent Michael Sullivan tells us, government officials say more than 100 people have been injured.
Thai security forces used tear gas and rubber bullets in an effort to clear protesters from one of their main rallying points in the old part of the city. Demonstrators fought back with Molotov cocktails, rocks, and sticks. A government spokesman says the military and the police are under strict orders not to use excessive force or live ammunition against the protesters. Thousands of red-shirted demonstrators are still at the site, and at another, the city's main shopping district, security forces have yet to move against the protesters there. Other smaller demonstrations are now underway in the north of the country. Organizers had threatened to expand the protests beyond the capital if the government moved against them. The demonstrators are demanding that parliament be dissolved and that new elections be held. Michael Sullivan, NPR News.
The U.S. has suspended military flights to Afghanistan from Kyrgyzstan, where security is more uncertain. The Central Asian nation is under an interim government after the president fled Bishkek during an uprising. The Vatican is defending Pope Benedict against a new round of criticism over his handling of sex abuse by priests. In a statement today, a Vatican lawyer accuses the media of a rush to judgment. At issue is a letter dated 1985 in which Benedict, then Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger, tells a bishop in California that he needed more time to review a request to remove a priest and the impact that might have on the Roman Catholic Church. The Pope is also under fire for his handling of sex abuse cases when he held other senior roles in the church. This is NPR News. A federal judge in Southern California will hear more than 200 lawsuits brought against Toyota because of problems with unexpected acceleration. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports the decision to consolidate the cases was made by a panel of federal judges.
The federal cases have been filed in more than 24 states. Now they will all be heard in the courtroom of U.S. District Judge James Selna in Orange County, south of Los Angeles. He was appointed in 2003 by former President George W. Bush. His courtroom is close to Toyota's U.S. headquarters. The lawsuits basically fall into two categories. More than 100 suits are potential class action cases brought by Toyota owners who allege that their vehicles have lost value since the manufacturer recalled more than 8 million cars. At least another 100 lawsuits are pursuing damages for injuries or deaths. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has connected 52 deaths with Toyota's acceleration problems and imposed a $16.4 million fine earlier this week. Plaintiff's attorneys say that damages in the lawsuits could run into the billions. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.
Two Shuttle Discovery astronauts are taking it easy on the International Space Station before a second spacewalk in the morning. They'll replace an empty ammonia tank at the International Space Station. The astronauts started the job yesterday. Discovery arrived at the outpost Wednesday with tons of cargo and science experiments. This is a critical time for NASA, which plans to retire its space shuttle program later this year. President Obama is expected to address NASA's future when he visits the Kennedy Space Center on Thursday. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.